Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Good morning to Blog Talk Radio. Good morning to Zoom. Good morning to YouTube. Good morning to Facebook. We're so happy to be here with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Pastor is with us, or he will be shortly. He's kind of in and out of the truck right now. He's going to be preaching from the truck, and we're going to be talking about Peter again. Peter's boldness and all of the things that we learned from watching Peter's life with Jesus. So here we go. Let me finish getting set up here. And while we're waiting for him, we'll do our pledges and a couple of opening prayers. I want to make sure we get everybody shared and invited here. And everything is in order. We have been studying all week long. He is still working on us, and it's been great studies. We've actually replayed several of our previous messages that were just very good messages on this, because sometimes in the processes of life, we keep expecting now that we're born again, we should just automatically be perfect and have it all together. And we beat ourselves up every time we make a mistake, and that's not what God wanted. That is not, he's still working on us. We are still learning, just like raising our kids. You don't beat them up every time they say, how do you spell that again? Or I messed up here. You don't beat them up. You know they're still learning, and you help them understand. And the enemy wants to keep coming at us all the time with, oh, you messed up. You're done and over with. God's mad at you. And that is just not true. So this is an important message for all of us to receive and remember. God isn't mad at us. He's still working on us, and we're still working. So I'm going to go right now to our pledges and opening prayers. Please join us. Please join me in declaring these out loud. Here we go. This is our pledge to the Word of God. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. Amen. And our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. And now let's pray our community of faith opening prayer. This prayer, the whole beginning, helps us remember who we are in God and gives us the boldness to do what we're here to do every day. Here we go. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God. And glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. And now let's pray these verses. We pray these verses over the lost in Israel. We pray them over the United States of America, every lost person in our own lives, over every terrorist and those supporting them, and every immigrant crossing our borders. We pray Ephesians 1:17, Jeremiah 24:7, and Romans 10:9. We pray, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that they will receive from you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And God, we pray they will have a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God, for they shall return to you with their whole hearts. Father, we also pray they will come to know Jesus, believe, receive, and confess him as their Lord and Savior. Can you imagine this over all of these people? I know it's a challenge sometimes to pray for these people, but can you imagine these prayers when they turn to God, how that will turn everything back on the enemy? He'll lose all of these people because they're turning to our God. And look at how the growth of the body of Christ on earth will expand in that moment. We'll have that many more people building the kingdom of God and working against the enemy. Hallelujah. That's why we pray these for them, that they will turn and become part of the kingdom of God. And then here we go. The blood of Jesus speaks a better word. The blood of every martyr, every fallen soldier, every victim of terrorism, every child that has been aborted cries out today, Father, bring heaven's justice against these workers of iniquity who pervert justice and have no regard for life. We ask for your mercy. We repent of the sins of the nations of the world. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal our land. Amen and amen. Yes, you are. Oh. Amen. Yeah, amen. It's pretty much been this whole last week, I believe. Amen. That's like when you get the best parking spot right up front. Sing hallelujah. Sure. Here we go. The faith of the centurion, Matthew 8, verse 5. Now when Jesus had entered, Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I am a man of authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this. And he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. Verse 14, now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Okay, so Pastor must still be busy. So I'm going to keep reading because this whole chapter. Oh, okay. Yeah. We were listening. We just weren't hearing anything. And and also wise. Yeah, yep. I think it would be awesome. I would love to have your mother living with us out here. If we can just convince her that she would like it. Oh. Here we go. Matthew 9, verse 35, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Chapter 10.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles were these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Labius, whose surname is Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. It does. All right. Chapter, verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belt, nor a bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you or hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Don't take anything extra with you. I'm sure they had the sandals. Let me reread it. I think they had the sandals on their feet in their clothes. They just weren't to take any extra with them. It says, provide neither gold or silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staff. So it does say... they didn't need to take an overnight bag.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. All right, here we are. Verse 16. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For assuredly I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple to be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? Verse 26. Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and whatever you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. No, it wasn't. I just happened to think as I was reading that about Peter when he denied him the three times. Thank God he ran and repented. Yeah, it is. Matthew 10:34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Verse 40, he who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Yep, yep. That was then. Yeah. That is interesting. All right. Here we go. When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. Heard what? Yeah. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that we may go into the villages and that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides the women and children. Oh my. Amen. Here we go. Verse 22. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a ghost?" And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Amen. Cool. All right. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a ghost?" And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And Peter had come down out of the boat. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Thank you.
A little bit of that sibling rivalry. Yeah. Mom. All right. That's how I want to do trips. You are still with us. Yep. Amen, amen. Oh my. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. They were, yeah, they were. They were going to be sending the pictures, and hopefully my front and back cover and pictures go out today. This was on the 23rd. For the book, they'll send back choices for my approval. Then I have to make corrections, and then production will start. So hallelujah. Amen. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. Now I'm just pasting the verses on the and then I'll be ready. And stuff will be going on. Okay, I'm going to read the verses out of the Bible, the communion verses that talk about when Jesus had communion with the disciples right before the night before he was crucified. So I'm going to read them, give everybody a chance to get your communion elements, your grape juice and bread or cracker, and then I'm going to put up, I'm going to share the screen so you can read the verses. But then after that, I'm going to put up also a prayer of salvation. If there's anyone with us that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. You'll be able to read the prayer. We'll read it out loud together, and you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And don't wait. There is no reason to wait. You do not have to have every aspect of your life in order. You don't have to have the Bible memorized or even a verse. You can start your journey of learning here. That's what we've been learning. God is still working on all of us. Even after you're born again, that's where your journey begins of learning and God coming in and changing your life. So there's no reason to wait. If you have any questions, or if you decide to make this decision today, get a hold of us. Our contact information is in the notes in YouTube at the end of every program. And or you can also go to samueljcottle.com. That's our website, and our contact information is there, and there's some other things available to you too. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, Pastor will be glad to answer any questions you have, help bring understanding to any situation, whether it's your new life walking as a Christian, or if it's something in the Bible that you don't understand, whatever it is, we'd love to be able to help bring understanding to you. And then join us whenever you can. We're here every day of the week. Our schedule is also in the notes in YouTube, so you can join us whenever you can. We have this wonderful group that's with us regularly that we call the Community of Faith family, and they're a great support in your new walk in life too. So here we go. I'm going to share the screen right now and put up the verses from the Bible that talk about communion and everything that went on. And yes, my old cat is here to pray with us. He always shows up at communion time. I think he wants to take it with us. Here we go. I'm reading out of 1 Corinthians. If anybody wants to follow along with us, that's a good thing to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'll be starting at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Judging yourself simply means realizing we are sinners and we need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior, and we're recognizing what he's done for us. And then let's read verses 17 and 18 out of 1 John 4. This is talking about God's perfect love toward us. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen. So now I'm going to change here and put up the prayer of salvation, or a prayer of salvation. Please read this out loud from the very depths of your heart, as if this is going to change your whole life, because it will not only change your life here on earth, but it changes your eternity. It takes you from hell to heaven. It gives you that place in heaven. So pray this out loud. And here we go. And then at the end of this, you will be born again and saved. And then you'll be free to take communion with us too. And for those that are already born again, please pray this out loud too. It's a wonderful refreshing to your spirit and soul. It's a beautiful rededication to Jesus by praying this again. So here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to say welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Your life is going to be now filled with so much peace and purpose. And it's just a newness of life. It's wonderful. And we're so happy you've made that decision. Please get a hold of us and let us know that you've made that decision, and let us help you know how to walk out this new life as a Christian. And like I said, join us every time you can. Now we're going to receive our communion elements, receive communion with the Lord. So if everyone lift up your elements and let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now, the same as I did before, I'm going to share the screen so we can pray. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. Here we go with our new covenant worship or communion prayers. Give my mouse over here. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And now let's receive the bread together. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for everything you suffered to save us as we remember this today. And now hold up your juice. And let's pray. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood. In Jesus' name.
Away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes, it is. We do love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.